From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, A&R Robinson, released within the last few hours. He's taken out of the Parliament building and into a waiting ambulance, but other government ministers remain hostage. The crisis in Trinidad and Tobago nears an end, but does it spell a new fragility for democracy in the Caribbean? I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The release of Prime Minister A&R Robinson was announced by the Attorney General, Anthony Smart, less than 3 hours ago. He had been held hostage by radical Muslims for the past 4 days. His release comes after lengthy negotiations, but it's still not clear what the details of the agreement are. Our Caribbean correspondent, Alan Tomlinson, is in Port of Spain and joins me now. Alan, what is the situation now in Port of Spain?
Well, the situation as we stand is still very tense. The Attorney General here, Mr. Anthony Smart, points out that although Prime Minister Robinson has been released and is now in hospital safe and receiving treatment from a flesh wound in his leg, the crisis is far from over. There are still 15 other hostages, including members of Mr. Robinson's cabinet in the besieged Parliament building and 25 others, mainly government employees, in the television station. Mr. Robinson himself is described as in good spirits. He walked out of the Parliament building with one of his captors and one other hostage to a Red Cross ambulance at 1:20, just after lunch. He was then taken away. The other two people went back inside. And he has a flesh wound. He's very exhausted after 4 days in captivity. And as far as we're being told, he's not in a position immediately to take over his responsibilities as Prime Minister. Interestingly, the Attorney General, Mr. Smart, would not answer questions on whether Mr. Robinson will in fact resign or take over his responsibilities when he's up to it. That is still obviously one of the main questions here, since it is one of the fundamental demands of the black Muslim gunman who took Parliament on Friday.
But is there any indication as to what kind of agreement has been reached?
Mr. Smart, the Attorney General, was extremely careful to skirt around questions of that nature. He says that negotiations are at a very delicate stage. Things are obviously very tense at both the places, where at least where an estimated 50 gunmen are holding their captives at each of the two places. And he clearly didn't want to tip his hand. He wouldn't even say categorically whether an agreement had at any time been released, only that Mr. Robinson himself is out and that efforts are continuing to have the rest of them released, and that the prayers of the nation obviously are with those captors at a very delicate time.
And there we'll have to leave it, Alan. Thank you for joining us on BBC Caribbean Report. But earlier today, it looked as if both Mr. Robinson and Muslim leader Abu Bakr had settled on an agreement. On the phone to the BBC a few hours ago, Abu Bakr insisted that a document had been agreed to, setting out the Muslims' conditions. However, on the phone to the BBC, he indicated that there were still problems with the details.
We have signed an agreement which provides for the immediate release of everybody, and I'm saying all they have to do is to begin to do that. They began yesterday mobilizing to do that, and then this small faction came and made a coup. They have taken over the radio stations, they have blacked out the news, and they have refused to come and collect Mr. Robinson and the other people.
From telephone conversations with Prime Minister Robinson, he was clearly confused about the negotiations outside Red House, claiming he was unable to make contact with government ministers on the outside.
I've been trying to make contact with the government, but I can't make contact with any member of the government. So I don't know whether you can help me in that regard. Well, I've tried the Hilton Hotel, I've tried Camp Ogden, I've tried other places. I've left messages for them to get back in touch with me, and I can't hear anything at all. and we are ready to evacuate the building and have been so since midnight last night. Well, I have resigned. I've sent the president my resignation.
And that was Prime Minister A&R Robinson speaking to the BBC earlier today. Back in London, Trinidad and Tobago's High Commissioner Ulrich Croft heard the news of the Prime Minister's release on the BBC. A short while ago, he gave me his reaction.
I hope that it is nearing an end with the release of the Prime Minister. I hope that that will mean that the other hostages will soon be released. But I don't know under what conditions. I have no idea what led to the release of the Prime Minister, for example. It has been extremely difficult to keep in touch with Portisrain. For the first 48 hours, I couldn't get through at all. I eventually got my brother, who, of course, is not involved in the direction of affairs and is not close to anything that's happening because there is a curfew.
What do you think the repercussions of this crisis will be for Trinidad and Tobago?
Well, I think myself that this crisis will blow over, when I say blow over in the sense that in my